Light on the stars of war. Light on the stars of war. 90.1 FM Turmoil, music from Strychnine DC out of Ireland, and that was Circus. That's from a compilation EP put out in 1994 from a Rejected Records called a Rejected Volume 1 compilation, featuring Dr. Bleepface, Strychnine DC, Pincher Martin, and Flexi Head. Started the set off with Resilience out of California with Colors of War. Reinforced from 1999 from their Youth Shall Sing EP gave us Countdown. None More Black with Risk Management, and Strychnine DC ending up the set with Circus. Resilience, Reinforced, None More Black, Strychnine DC here on Turmoil. Got things worked out, and we're going to be able to play you part two of Don't Call Me Bob, The True Life Adventures of a Montreal Payphone. I was so excited to play this that I couldn't wait for Norman to send me the CD, so we're just going right to the website where it can be accessed. Going to play it right off that for you. This was commissioned by the CBC Radio up in Canada. It's part of their Montreal Matters morning show. So you might hear a little bit of their DJ introducing this piece. So let's give a listen to Don't Call Me Bob, The True Life Adventures of a Montreal Payphone.
Last week, we started a new feature on Daybreak as part of Montreal Matters. It's called Don't Call Me Bob, The True Life Adventures of a Montreal Payphone. It's a six-part radio play by Montreal writer and musician Norman Navrotsky, blending fact and fiction and starring a real-life Snowden payphone. Part two now of Don't Call Me Bob.
One beer in a paper bag, downs it all in less than a minute outside the store, returns the bottle for his 10-cent refund right away. Then he uses me. He's always got a pocket full of change. One call to his son, one call to his ex, one call to an old friend, then back upstairs to home.
It's a building which is, belonged to the city of Montreal and low income. All nationality in the world, Russian, Hungarian, Romanian, Indian, French. They say a lot to each other. He hasn't got money, so you see, he's screaming, he hasn't got money. He closed the company, saying French. He doesn't want it anymore. You see, that's what you hear in the phone all day.
As a public servant. Yeah, sure, the company asks for a quarter for my services, but think about it. Without me, what would people like Mr. S do? Remember when I was cheaper?
I remember they were 10 cents, I think, when I first came to Montreal in 1947. And in England, they were, I believe, 2 pence after the war. But again, my memory is very hazy.
To help us direct your call.
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 When Mr. S worked in the GM plant in Windsor, an auto body guy, he had money, a house, a phone. He got laid off, followed the wife back to Montreal. She left, the son long gone. He ended up here, another pensioner on his own.
There are many people in the building here which they eat less because they have to buy their pills. And the pills are very expensive. They go up now to the prices. So, not acceptable. So they decide to eat less and to buy pills. Attention, you see.
Mitch has seen it all. He immigrated here from the old country in 1960. Worked 30 years in the biggest pawn shop downtown.
They come and they sell everything they get. And then they have nothing to sell anymore, so they have gold tooth. They pull up their own tooth and they sell it.
Oui, bonjour, Bell Canada. Comment puis-je vous aider? How may I help you?
I didn't have any phone. I used the payphone, but it takes a lot of money from you.
That's Rita. works as a homemaker when there's work.
It's better to have a house phone. I spend a lot of money because when I'm with an agency, I have to keep calling the agency to know if they have anything available. So it used to take all $5, $6, a lot of money it used to take.
All those government cutbacks mean fewer services for the needy, but also less work for her. She and her two kids just moved here from Toronto to be closer to her ailing mom, to take care of her.
When I want to call a friend to know what's up, it takes money. I have to go to the phone booths. It's taking a lot of money. It's good to have a house phone. I doesn't get a bill as yet.
You know, sometimes I dream I'm no longer hungry. I no longer have to eat all those quarters and nickels and dimes. And I dream that I can provide folks with free phone calls, day and night. Right now, I only work from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Then I go to sleep. I'm Bob the Payphone. Keep listening to Montreal Matters for more true life adventures of a Montreal payphone.
To repeat this message, press star.
Part three.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, you can hear part three next week at the same time, roughly approximately 9:15, as we bring you part three of Don't Call Me Bob, The Adventures of a Montreal Payphone, commissioned by CBC Radio to Norman Navrosky, one half of Rhythm Activism, who had played here in the USB studios a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Okay, let's get back to the music. Actually, no, here's some shows coming up on October 20th. Actually, one show coming up. Thank you. Yeah, we'll give you two shows coming up. October 23rd at the CMJ College Media Journal Showcase in New York City at BB King's, Anti-Flag, Rise Against, Against Me, None More Black, and the Lawrence Arms. I've got some new music from the Lawrence Arms. We'll try to get that on tonight, if not tonight, next week. And then on Tuesday, October 28th at CBGB, celebrating 30 years as the home of punk rock, the UK Subs, The Nihilistics, 76% Uncertain, Toxic Narcotic, and Spitfires United. No time for that show, but check it out. October 28th at CBGB's. UK Subs, Nihilistics, 76% Uncertain, Toxic Narcotic, and Spitfires United. That's it. One other thing, Jones Crusher, they're looking for a bassist and a drummer, background vocals a plus. If you're interested, write to Sean Crusher at AOL.com. So just reading this other thing here about what something they're doing, but they don't have a date. So anyway, Sean Crusher, AOL.com. If you play bass and you're a drummer looking for a band to play with, contact Sean over there. From Rejuvenate, this is Rejuvenate here on Turmoil. We'll be right back.
about learning from the example that the people who fought in the Spanish Civil War against Franco showed us. Learning from the example of the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising who fought back against the Nazi bastards. About the people in the East End of London who beat the fascists at the Battle of Cable Street. Right. Oh, something it's very ironic today. This is a song against war, a song against military service, a song for people refusing to fight. This song at this time is for the Israeli soldiers who refuse to fight. The Israeli soldiers who refuse to be a part of the war criminal General Sharon's outrageous acts in the occupied West Bank. Okay, this is a song against Israeli occupation, a song against militarism. Yes. This one's called Victims, something fast, Victims of a Gas Attack.
will fight. Time heals wounds, but the blood still is flowing forth from my degradation's got me. It's got me too. Degradation's got me. Degradation's got me. Ripping and tearing, fighting away. Be better than betrayed. Ripping and tearing, fighting away. See torn through flesh like razor blades. Be better than betrayed. Turn my back on this fading frenzy. Degradation's got me. It's got me down. Degradation got me. Degradation's got me down. And it's all your fault now. Let's just take the risk. Trust the shrouded face. When I feel the bond of friendship or a race.